This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
In the Monday night game between the Raiders and the Ravens, what else did I see? And I'll tell you what. When I watch both teams, I can't tell you Miami can't beat both. I told you, I don't necessarily fear Lamar the passer. Lamar drag route Jackson. Lamar crossing pattern Jackson, because that's they love to throw those crossing routes right behind the line of scrimmage. There you go. I mean, that's they throw that pass like 70% of the time. So what they're doing, or if not, he's dumping off to the tight end. It's not like the passing tree that he has is this amazing tree that he throws every route out there. Doesn't really put a lot of fear in me, especially when Miami has a pretty good secondary. And then obviously the Raiders. For me, the Raiders are a joke as it is. They've got some talent, yes, no doubt about it. But it's not a team that I would fear, and Miami's going to get to play them. So it should be interesting watching that matchup. That's the one thing that I walked away from. It wasn't like, okay, I know Miami played an ugly game this week on the road and they won. I feel they can get better, actually. I don't fear them going into the Buffalo this week, actually, especially at home. Maybe towards the end of the season when it's winter and you're in Buffalo, okay, that might be a pain in the ass. But this Sunday, I'm not sitting there going, oh, wow, yeah, the Dolphins for sure are going to lose. Dolphins have a chance to win. They, in one of the matchups last year, they almost beat them. So why can't they do that this week? And, you know, the beauty is you get Fuller and Shaheem back on offense. That's, you know, that I'm looking forward to that. That's pretty cool now. Now you're going to add two more weapons to the offense. I don't think Preston's going to come back right now. And in a way, you really don't need Preston. If Parker is healthy and he looked good this week, and you get the other guys, you got Waddle and you got Fuller out there with a lot of speed, that's going to open up the middle of the field. So I think Jalen Waddle and Mike Gesicki are set to have some pretty big games this week, because Buffalo can look at the tape and say, okay, this is what they did against Gesicki. But the problem is they didn't have to deal with Fuller. So now you've got Fuller with Waddle and Parker and Gesicki. I think that now makes the offense that much better. So this is one element to the game that I'm really looking forward to against the Bills, because Tua will be home. You'll have the home field advantage. You should have enough Dolphin buzz in the building. And now Tua is going to line up with two more weapons.